USA News, I'm Lance Pry. As Russian missiles continue to pound civilian and infrastructure targets, Ukrainian forces are inflicting heavy losses on Russia's latest push in their invasion. Nearly 1,000 Russian troops every day, with an estimated 5,000 troops in a single battle in late January. That's according to UK officials citing data from Ukraine. President Zelensky on Fox News via a translator.
If we will fall, this will be the start of the Third World War, or the recognition of the fact that NATO member nations are standing by themselves on their own.
A man who went on a deadly rampage with a U-Haul truck Monday in New York City was suffering from a mental health crisis, claiming he was seeing an invisible object coming toward him. That's what police announced. 62-year-old Wang Soar was charged Tuesday with murder and attempted murder in the attack. Another crash and toxic spill causes a shelter-in-place order in the southwest USA.
A semi-truck rollover crash is being blamed for a hazardous material spill in Arizona. The wreck happened in Tucson, spilling nitric acid all over the roadway. Within a mile of the crash, everyone was told to shelter in place. People were even advised to turn off heaters and air conditioning units that bring in outside air. I'm Ryan Daniels.
A Missouri judge on Tuesday overturned the conviction of a man who has served nearly 28 years of a life sentence for a killing that he has always insisted he did not commit. 50-year-old Lamar Johnson learned his newfound freedom when Circuit Judge David Mason issued the ruling. Apparently, a second suspect, Phil Campbell, pleaded guilty to a reduced charge in exchange for a 7-year prison term, testified at a December hearing that Johnson was several miles away with his girlfriend on the night of the 1994 murder involving drugs. This is USA News.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You may be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee through the Employee Retention Credit. Call Omega Accounting Solutions to see if your business is eligible to recover payroll tax pay during the pandemic. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute consultation to determine your qualifications. Call Omega Accounting Solutions at 800-309-ERC. Omega's knowledgeable staff will streamline the process of filing complicated paperwork. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. CPAs even turn to Omega for ERC guidance. Take advantage of this exclusive small business tax credit before it's too late. The 3-year sunset deadline is setting soon. So find out if you qualify today. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredits.com.
Police at Michigan State University have released the names of two of the three students killed in Monday night shooting on campus.
Brian Frazier of Grosse Pointe, Michigan, and Alexandria Werner of Clawson, Michigan, died in the shooting. The third victim's name is not being released. Per the family's wishes, five victims remain in the hospital in critical condition. MSU Interim President Teresa Woodruff spoke at a press conference on Tuesday.
We're grieving, and as a community, we're grieving together.
She struggled to comprehend. We lost family. Police, friends, classmates, and our hearts go out to the victims and families of this senseless tragedy.
From East Lansing, Michigan, I'm Katie Lewis.
The United States military announced it shot down a drone believed to have been manufactured by Iran as it was allegedly conducting surveillance over an oil site in northeastern Syria on Tuesday. The United States and Iran both claim counterterrorism missions in Syria. The United States backs a Kurdish-led group known as the Syrian Democratic Forces. Iran supports the central government in Damascus. Some members of Congress are saying, let's take a look into COVID.
House Republicans are launching an investigation into the origins of the COVID-19 pandemic. The inquiry includes requests for former White House Chief Medical Advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci, former NIH Director Francis Collins, and other top health officials to testify. The House Oversight Committee also looking into how tax dollars were spent on the pandemic. I'm John Schaefer.
Thanks for listening. Lance Pry, USA News.
Progressive presents Adjusting to the Suburbs.
I never thought about space in my cramped apartment, but in this house, all I see is empty space. The sofa and ottoman look like tiny islands in a sea of hardwood floors. I could get two ottomans in the living room, but then I'd need another sofa. I could tell people I'm into minimalism.
Anyway, when you save with Progressive by bundling your home and auto, that's the easy part of adjusting to the suburbs. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company coverage provided in service by affiliates and third-party insurers.